Surprise! Welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Rem and Lib.
I'm Remedy.
And I'm Libby.
And yep, that's right. We posted last week and we posted this week. And we're gonna go back to posting every week. Because you guys begged. People begged. And we know we're two dramatic girls, but for real, like, I had multiple people be like, you need to go back. Like, you have to go back to every week. And we were kind of feeling it. And we decided, okay, fine, we'll do it. We'll give the people what they want.
And what better day to go back to every week than on Remedy's birthday? Happy birthday, Remedy.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks so much, Lib. If you're listening today when this episode comes out, it is actually my birthday.
How old are you today?
26.
How are you feeling?
I feel great. For some reason, I've I've been kind of excited for my birthday.
That's awesome.
Today, I'm just like, oh, wow. How fun is my birthday?
You have some fun things planned that aren't like too huge.
Yeah.
But just like a good, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Just dinner and hanging out with my friends.
A new podcast episode.
Podcast up. And I'm getting a massage.
Wait, are you for real?
Yeah. Where? Well, it's another one of those craniosacral massages for my headaches. Because the first one really kind of worked.
That's so awesome.
But I got an email a couple days ago from the woman who does them, saying that she's leaving the place that I get them done at, and she's only doing private practices now, and it probably won't be covered by my insurance anymore, but I might still have to go to her. It's okay, but it's not going to ruin my 26th year.
Well, Remedy, can you tell us what you've been up to as in last like 30 minutes?
Oh my gosh, yes. So I have officially become a mechanic. As we know, I was hit by a deer, or I hit a deer, however you want to spin it, and it shattered my headlight, and first, my ambition gets the best of me sometimes, and I decided that it would be a really good idea for me to replace my own headlight. So I order the headlight online, I watch the YouTube videos, I know what's expected of me. It's going to take patience, and it's going to take me being tactile, but I was willing and ready to do it.
Willing and able, yeah.
And then I reached this one little bolt that I could not get out, and it was hindering the entire process. And we needed to podcast today. And so Libby came over, and I was still kind of working on the car. And then I was like, I don't have time to keep working on this. And if I don't get it done today, then I'm out of service for the rest of the week. Like, I got to go back to work tomorrow.
You can't drive.
I can't drive. It's making a horrendous noise. So I called Toyota, and I made Libby take me up there, and I dropped it off. And they were like, do you know that your bumper's hanging off? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, she called me on our way there and was like, Libby, this sound is horrendous. My bumper is scratching on the ground. But I was driving right behind her and I was like, your bumper's not even touching the ground.
It was horrible. It was actually something under my car, but it was like it was so embarrassing. And then Libby's like, I don't see anything touching the ground. Okay, should I repost this picture of MLK on the story? And she's like, okay, I'm gonna do one white hand, one black hand. And I'm like, okay, perfect.
I have to be working.
to be working.
It got posted.
Oh my gosh. So that's what I've been up to, being a mechanic, but I put up my mechanic suit for the day.
Oh my gosh. And
I'm podcasting only now.
It lasted a single day. That was an awesome era. We also went to a wedding last night.
We did.
Which was really fun. We drove a long way and I was honestly really scared we were going to get hit by a deer on the way back. So I was praising God.
Yeah.
And we got home safely.
We ended up making that playlist.
Yeah, we made a playlist of songs we were listening to while Remedy was driving my car back.
And we're going to share it.
Yeah, we'll share it.
Too much driving.
And honestly, like, it is specifically what we were wanting to listen to yesterday. Because sometimes maybe there's something else, but
it starts with Sticky by Tyler, the Creator, and ends with
country.
Like, all country music.
Yeah.
So, if you want to listen, if you need a road trip listen, we'll be posting the Too Much Driving playlist soon. And then what else have we been up to? Anything else? Our friend Addie was in town. That was fun. Maddie was in town. My day started at 4:30 a.m. taking Maddie back to the airport.
Nothing.
and nothing else.
Nothing
else. MLK Day. So we're off and we're celebrating. It's also Inauguration Day. Oh my gosh, TikTok.
Oh my gosh, TikTok. Okay, let me just. Okay. I am so glad that I got to be a part of all of that. It was so entertaining watching all of the creators be like, here are all my secrets, or being like, I can't believe like this is ending. This is my community, blah, 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 blah. And like, I was bummed, but I was kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
And then it went off, like it stopped working earlier than everyone thought.
And then it came back.
The next day we're like driving to this wedding and Remedy's yacht. Like, she's like, yeah, it's back.
TikTok's back, y'all. It was it's interesting for sure.
And it's so silly.
It does feel, and I know a lot of people are saying this, it does personally for me feel a little bit off.
It feels different.
It feels different.
Okay, listen to this. I heard this girl I follow posted a video and she's like, don't get me wrong, I am so happy that TikTok is back. But she said it felt like when you're a kid and there's a power outage at your house and like everything stops and like you and your whole family are like running around the house trying to get candles, trying to get lights. Like it's like this fun camaraderie and it's like for sure annoying, but then it's kind of like fun and special.
Yeah.
And it's like you get all your lights, you get everything together. You're like having this fun time and then all of a sudden the lights turn back on and you're like, okay, let's go back to what we were doing before.
Yeah.
And it just feels like, no, that was kind of fun to all be kind of like for sure together in that. And for it to be like, oh, like TikTok's gone. Like, cause then people are like, I didn't even get anything done. Like, I didn't even get anything done in the time that TikTok was gone.
I was asleep.
No, like literally. It's not even like people like got like pursued their dreams. They just like are back on TikTok. They're now
back immediately. It's like instant gratification. And it's also like, there's also this eeriness of like, is it going to go away again? Or was that fake the entire time?
I don't know.
But we probably did buy it and it will just now be, maybe it will be a little bit of propaganda, which is like, okay, there was propaganda before.
Yeah.
But now I'm like getting Amazon ads. I've never gotten an Amazon ad on TikTok, but it's because
weird
Trump-ish and Elon Musk are BFFs. Oh, wait.
Huh?
Who owns Amazon?
It's definitely...
It's not Elon. No. It's the other guy.
What's his name?
I don't know. So we maybe know. My theory's skewed. Whatever. Okay. Delete. Idiot alert. My gosh. Put duct tape around my mouth. I don't deserve to speak about anything
valid. Is going to continue valid. To speak into this microphone for the next 30 minutes. Okay. I think we should... I don't think we have any other updates.
No,
I mean,
we don't.
That was honestly huge. Like, that was such a marker in history. Like, I think it's funny that I lived through that.
It was dystopian for sure.
It was very dystopian. But speaking of dystopian, and the fact that not speaking of dystopian at all, we've decided it would be fun to play Kiss, Marry, Kill on the podcast. We posted about this on our Instagram. And
Woohoo!
We have some submissions from our lovely audience and fans.
Uh-huh. Which, oh my gosh.
What?
We realized yesterday we have over 100 followers on the Instagram. And at first we were like, we don't need to like bring that up or celebrate it. But then we were like, one day when we have 50,000 followers on this Instagram, we're going to be like, remember the day we celebrated 100.
Yeah.
So if you're following us on Instagram, we love you.
If you're not, go follow.
Go follow so you can participate in fun stuff like this. But
thank you to all the lovely people who did.
Yeah, really, we got lots of submissions, honestly. So we're going to go through them. And someone DM'd me, this wonderful woman from my church. She knows who she is. And she was like, so to be clear, this is 100% subjective. And I was like, yes, this is subjective. Mm-hmm. This is mine and Libby's, just like pop culture bracket. Mm-hmm. This is our opinion.
And you probably will disagree on most
of them. And we'll disagree too. Yes. Me and Libby. That's the point of Kiss, Marry, Kill. Which, speaking of, let's just take a moment of silence. I just thought of this. For all the times like you've potentially been someone's kill.
And Remedy was last night.
Oh my gosh. That is insane. insane. I forgot about that. We were talking about this last night on our way home from the wedding.
We were talking about ones that we like wouldn't be talking about on the podcast.
Yeah, we were like, let's do some like real life ones with like real people that we know, but we can't say them on the podcast.
Yeah, and one of mine had three friends, one including Remedy, and unfortunately she was the kill.
She killed me.
Well, when she asked it, she said, I know you're going to kill me. And then it was kind of like, yeah, you're right, I am.
She did.
She didn't kill me though, so that's good.
Yeah, then she changed it and I didn't end up killing her, but
yeah,
she got lucky.
Got lucky.
Put her with another group of friends and I would have killed her off immediately.
Totally. I get it. And you do. Like, I might not have killed you off. It just was the other people. Anyways, I'm feeling excited. I want to start with one that I've just made for myself. And like, I just need to do it. Like, I just like need to like do this one first.
Okay, perfect.
It is. And like, I want you to participate as well, but this is specific to me.
Okay.
It's Andrew Garfield, Jonathan Bailey, and Joey Grazadeh. Sorry, Ellie, but I have to include him. Those are my three top celebrity crushes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm for sure 1,000,000% marrying Andrew Garfield.
Great.
I am kissing Jonathan Bailey, and I'm sorry, I'm killing Joey.
I think I would agree. I think that would be my same lineup there.
I love you, Joey, but, and like, honest, yeah, I love him, but I've got to kiss Johnny and I've got to marry Andrew.
You've got it would be insane if you chose to marry anybody other than Andrew Garfield.
No, like he's my perfect male specimen. He's perfect to me.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you have any celebrity crushes?
Like only Justin Bieber pretty much.
So, okay. Well,
he's on one.
He's on one. So let's just go to that.
Okay.
I'll read this one for you, Rem. Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
This one feels obvious, but maybe not.
To some people, it's not going to be. It's because, again, it's totally subjective.
It's totally subjective.
I'm marrying Justin Bieber 1,000,000%. Mm-hmm. I would spend the rest of my life with him instantly if given the opportunity. I'm kissing Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. and I'm killing Taylor Swift.
I think I would say the same.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably should be everybody's answer.
Yeah, but again, it might not be. It might not be.
Okay, let's see. Okay, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Oh, gosh. Actually, this might be more difficult than I'm thinking.
This weekend really put things into perspective for me. And I think that I would. It's hard because it's like I enjoy TikTok more, but I actually have an account and am participating in Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's like I feel like I should marry Instagram.
Okay.
Kiss TikTok. Instagram. Kill YouTube.
Okay.
What's yours?
I don't know. I'm like feeling scared. I'm feeling like
it's not gonna it's not like YouTube's gonna go away if you kill it.
That's so true. But the reality of the situation for me is I'm gonna marry TikTok. I'm addicted to TikTok.
Yeah.
And I like want to spend all of my time with it. I'm going to kiss YouTube. And I'm gonna kill Instagram.
And that fits for you, to be honest.
And I almost chose marry YouTube because it's just like, I don't get, like, it has everything that it actually needs to have, I think. I would be lost without YouTube. The amount of things I, like, need to know how to do, like, how to change the headlight in a 2009 RAV4 Toyota. I, like, wouldn't know how to do that without YouTube. It's so reliable. It's so constant. It's never going away. It's not trendy. It's, like, always there. It's consistent. But in the end, I need to be in love with the inanimate object that I marry, and so I'm choosing TikTok to marry.
Also, like, your weekend is informing your decision because it almost made you choose YouTube. I feel like being a mechanic, like, that line of work really, like, changed.
It changed me.
Yeah.
Mechanics love YouTube. Okay. Also, I just want to talk about this one real quick. Yesterday on the story when we were doing submissions,
yeah,
I did pizza, bagel, sushi, mm-hmm. and there was, I riled some people up killing sushi. Mm-hmm. I want to make it clear, pizza, bagel, sushi are my top three favorite foods.
So if she had to kill
one of them. I didn't want to kill sushi.
Mm-mm.
I'm not an evil person. I had to.
Feels like a TikTok apology.
I had to kill sushi. And people were shocked that I didn't choose to marry pizza because it is my number one favorite food. But it's just so fun and like, woo, like
you just
such
kiss
a
it.
Good time. I just want to kiss it.
Good time, gal.
Whereas bagels,
reliable.
They're a little bit more steady. They're a little bit more reliable. Like
the trend is reliable.
They can help me settle down a little bit more.
She needs someone to help her settle down.
If you're out there listening,
she needs a bagel.
If you're a bagel out there,
compared to a bagel, God, you're a girl. You really remind me of a bagel.
I'm gonna tell my crush that tomorrow. You remind me of a bagel.
Okay, next we're gonna do Zac Efron, John Krasinski, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
I have mine.
Go for it.
I'm for sure marrying John Krasinski.
Okay.
I'm for sure kissing Zac Efron. My younger self would be like, what are you doing if not? And I'm killing Leonardo DiCaprio. He's a creep.
Lippy, that is my exact answer.
With all the words I said,
even
he's
about
a creep?
The creep. Like, that was my instinct for why I would need to kill him, because I've just heard so many creepy things about him. Mm-hmm. He's got to go. Okay. Let's do. Okay. What about Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Oh, gosh.
I'm marrying Saturday.
Okay.
Kissing Friday, killing Sunday. Yeesh, that feels not very Christian of me.
God's like, Libby.
Saturday insane. Is the more rest. I'm like doing a lot of things on Sundays.
Okay.
And I'm at church a lot, which is fun, but it's not like a day off.
Okay. Vibe. Opposite for me. I'm going to marry Sunday.
Okay.
I'm going to kiss Friday. I'm going to kill Saturday.
Why? What do you hate about Saturday?
I genuinely actually think I feel so busy on Saturdays.
And that's fair.
I'm either like doing something, even if it's fun, like even if I have an event with my friends, mm-hmm. I have to be doing something. And on Sundays, it's more so like I relax, but I might do a fun low-key activity, but I also reset my life and my week and go to the grocery store, and which I love and enjoy that. So it just feels like it feels more enjoyable to me than
I'll
a Saturday a lot. Okay, praise
next.
God, this is a hypothetical.
Good. Okay, beer, wine, cocktails.
Okay, immediately I know.
Go.
I'm killing cocktails. I'm marrying beer. I'm kissing wine.
Okay. I'm kissing cocktails, killing wine, marrying beer.
Okay. Wow. I feel so shocked by that.
I'm just like, I mean, it's like if my beer can have lemonade in it. If it can't, like, I don't know.
Okay. In Libby's hypothetical, it's
my
beer
is a shandy.
Mixed with lemonade.
It's
yeah.
a shandy.
Okay. This one feels incredibly obvious to me, but what about Anthropology, Free People, Urban Outfitters?
It is incredibly obvious, and that I'm marrying Anthro, kissing Free People, killing
yeah.
Urban.
Yeah. If your answer's anything other than that,
it's
to each your own, to each their own, but.
Some people might marry Free People.
Yeah, they
no
might.
No one would be marrying Urban.
No, that would be crazy.
And if you do, like, okay, yeah.
Let's talk.
You got it. Okay. Okay. Red. Pink, green.
Ah, okay. I'm marrying red. I'm kissing green. I'm killing pink.
So you're Christmas all the time?
Well, hopefully
Think
I'm not
about
like
that.
Hopefully I'm not ever at the same time being married to one
and
thing
kissing
and kissing
one.
Another.
I don't know you. Anyways, leaving it at that. I don't know you. I don't know you like I thought I did. I'm absolutely marrying pink, absolutely kissing red, and killing green.
Okay.
Pink and red all the time. It's Valentine's all the time.
Yeah. For you. Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do... This one's kind of like hobbies.
Scrolling, going on walks, reading.
Okay, great.
Obviously, I'm marrying reading. I'm kissing, going on walks, and I'm getting rid of scrolling. I'm killing it.
Okay. She's healthy and she's balanced.
I am healthy and I'm balanced, and yours is going to be the opposite.
I don't know that, and you don't know that.
You're
going
to marry scrolling.
You don't know that.
You love scrolling, you just said. What is it? Are you going to kiss scrolling?
Let me answer. Let me answer the question.
Sorry.
I can't even think.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what are they? Let me read it again.
Reading, going on a walk, and scrolling.
Okay. Well, I think that I would maybe actually kill going on walks.
Okay.
I think... Yes. Yeah. There are other ways to, you know, I could go on runs or I could do other forms of exercise. I am going to go ahead and yes, I'm going to Mary Scrolling because it's addicting and so fun, and it's like always there for me, and it's also like so enjoyable.
Always there for me.
And then reading is a good time every now and again, so I'm gonna kiss it.
And you love reading your Bible.
And I love reading like, my Bible.
Like, you forget that, like, that's also reading.
So true. So true. I don't know. For some reason, you sounded like a four-year-old. Just like, and you love reading your Bible.
I spend too much time with them.
Okay, speaking of Bible.
Wait. Oh.
Shadrach, Meshach, okay. And Abednego.
I don't. Okay, like. Okay.
What's the difference between each of
them? I'm literally just going off of the order in which their names are in or in how their names sound, because I have no idea. I'm thinking Shadrach is for sure the leader.
Shadrach's
the leader. I'm going to marry him. I'm going to kill off Meshach, and I'm going to kiss Abednego.
Okay, I think I'm also marrying Shadrach, but I think I'm going to go ahead and kiss Meshach and kill off Abednego.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, so we won't run into any problems there.
Okay, driving, being the passenger princess, or being in the back seat?
Okay. I have mine.
Go.
I'm always going to, like, driving, I'm going to marry. Passenger princess, I'm going to kiss. And back seat, I'm going to kill.
Kill.
Hate being in the back seat.
Same. That's my answer as well.
Perfect.
Being in the back seat, I'm going to get nauseous. And passenger princess, you can control the music. You can look out the window.
You can do whatever you want.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. We'll do Addie's.
She put some thought into this.
She was like, this is going to be so crazy and divisive. Hugh Jackman, Timothy Chalamet, Glenn Powell. I don't know where Hugh Jackman comes into this. Like,
okay,
was that the third most relevant actor?
I've always told, maybe this is what she's thinking of, maybe not, but like, I have always really thought Hugh Jackman's attractive, so maybe that's where that came in.
Okay,
dang, I'm gonna marry Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna kiss Tim.
Okay,
and I'm gonna kill Hugh.
I think I'm gonna marry Glenn, kiss Hugh. Killed him.
Okay. Love.
Love. I have another one.
Okay.
Flynn Rider, Aladdin, or Prince Naveen.
Who is that?
I don't know anybody. Okay. Flynn Rider?
Well, Tangled. I know Flynn.
Aladdin from Aladdin. And Prince Naveen is from Princess and the Frog.
Oh, Tiana. My gosh. Marrying him.
Didn't even know who he was two seconds ago.
Prince Naveen.
Okay.
And I'm kissing Flynn Rider, and I'm going to kill Aladdin. I feel like he's, like, very young. Don't want to give specific age, but I feel like he's very young.
I'm thinking I'm going to marry Flynn, kiss Prince Naveen, kill Aladdin as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Love.
Love.
Okay, let's do Netflix, Hulu, YouTube.
Oh,
YouTube again.
No, let's do Netflix, Hulu, Prime TV.
Okay. Sorry, Callie. We're changing yours.
Because we already did YouTube.
Yeah.
I've got to marry Netflix. It's just the OG.
Yeah.
And it's always going to have like a lot of new options for me. I'm marrying Netflix. I'm kissing Prime TV. I'm killing Hulu.
Okay. I think I'm marrying Hulu.
Okay.
I'm kissing Netflix and I'm killing Prime TV.
Got it.
I don't like that on Prime TV. Like, there's a 50-50% chance I'm going to have to pay for something.
And that's really fair. They do have Daisy Jones and the Six, so that's, like, my recent experience with it. And I would be sad to not be able to watch that.
For sure. And all of my shows, I feel like, are primarily on Hulu.
Okay, there you go.
It's perfect.
Okay, George Washington, FDR, Abe Lincoln.
Okay. Well, I feel like I have to...
What do you have to do? What do you owe anybody with this one?
I owe Abe Lincoln a lot.
Okay.
I actually owe Abe Lincoln a lot.
So are you marrying him out of obligation?
Maybe. No, I'm going to kiss him. I'm going to kiss Abe.
Okay.
FDR, like, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about presidents, but I think I'm going to...
He was in a wheelchair, wasn't he?
Really?
Wasn't he, like,
I don't know. He was married to Eleanor Roosevelt, who I know a lot about.
Okay, great.
But I don't really know if she, like, liked him that much.
Oh, no.
Okay, but I don't want to marry George Washington.
I don't trust that guy.
I'm killing George. I'm marrying FDR. And I'm kissing Abe. Get over here, Abe.
Oh!
Okay, again, I say put duct tape around my mouth.
Get over here, Abe. Okay.
It's sick. That's sick. On MLK Day, too. It's sick. I'm sorry, y'all.
But, okay. I think I'm just the same.
As to not I've create any more George controversy. Washington.
I know he was so problematic. Like I just know.
Yeah.
That man was so problematic.
Like, how'd you become the first president of this country?
I mean, he was, like, a good, like, leader.
And therefore,
but, like, he let a lot of stuff happen. But, like, he didn't know he was... Okay, whatever. We're moving on. Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Gracie Abrams.
Oh, shoot, y'all. Shooty, shooty. Again, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
I have mine.
Okay, go.
I am marrying Gracie. I am kissing Sabrina and I'm killing Olivia.
Okay. And, oh gosh. I'm killing Olivia Rodrigo as well. I love you, girl, but killing you. Out of the three. What'd you say?
Out of the three.
Out of the three.
And let me just say, like, I'm not marrying Gracie because I love her the most. Obviously, I love Sabrina the most.
Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, I just, like, can't be marrying Sabrina. I can't do that.
It's incredibly controversial.
And, she, yeah, she's, like, she's only at the beginning. Who knows what else she's going to do. I love her. I'm going to support her.
Gracie Abrams is definitely, like, the most...
Steady.
Steady. We're looking for steady. Steady of the three.
Just like and FDR. I'm gonna and Hulu. No, and Netflix.
I'm gonna say the same. I'm gonna marry Gracie. I'm going to kiss Sabrine. And kill Olivia.
Sorry, Olivia.
Okay. Okay. Go. I'll go. Wicked, La La Land, Little Women.
Okay, so Wicked, I feel like, is a shared movie that we both love. Do you love La La Land?
I love La La
Land.
And
Little Women's my favorite movie.
Yeah.
So, okay, I am definitely marrying Little Women. I'm definitely kissing Wicked, killing La La Land.
Okay.
And I think yours is going to be inverse.
I'm going to marry La La Land and kiss Wicked and kill Little Women.
That feels right for us.
Yeah. Oh, La La Land. I need to watch that soon.
Target, Walmart, Sprouts.
What? Okay.
This is like, okay.
It's actually feeling hard to me.
I'm going to marry Sprouts. I'm going to kiss Target and kill Walmart, even though I literally shop every week at neighborhood Walmart because it's the best I can do. If I could marry Sprouts, then maybe I could afford it. I could have its income.
I can't decide.
I love Sprouts.
I'm killing Walmart, obviously, even though I also do 80% of my grocery shopping at neighborhood Walmart. But I do love Sprouts so much, and it brings such a peace and serenity to me.
It's relaxing, yeah. It's rejuvenating,
yeah.
Restoring.
And because of that, I think that I have to marry it.
Mm-hmm.
And kiss Target. It's a good time sometimes. It's good not, time, but I also feel like it's not a good habit. For some reason, no, Target is on my list of bad habits.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's someone you need to stay away from. It's a toxic relationship. You know
it's futile.
It. Okay.
Okay.
Cookies, brownies, ice cream.
Some of them are just so like. I don't know. It's just
what's
like,
your answer? What's your answer? Okay.
I'm going to marry brownies, kiss ice cream, and kill cookies.
It is really, really, really hard for me. Like, I'm feeling incredibly torn. I'm obviously killing brownies, but I'm feeling incredibly torn.
I'm sorry you have to go through this.
But I think that I probably need to marry cookies and kiss ice cream because I think cookies are a little bit more sentimental to me.
Okay.
But like ice cream is too, but whatever. Just like love them both so much.
Sentimental like, to you, ice cream.
But like I love, like I get to make cookies. I don't make ice cream at home.
Yeah. Okay. What about California, Texas, and New York, which I think are the number three states, like the top three states.
In Remedy's opinion.
Yeah. And I think Florida's number four.
Okay. Because I wanted Florida to be in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry Texas, kiss New York, kill California. And that might change once we go on our little California adventure, but.
Yeah. This one is so hard for me. Ugh, it's so hard for me.
We're doing this to ourselves. Oh, I can't believe I have to make this decision.
Oh my gosh. I don't know, you guys. I don't know.
You're going to have to choose. Go with your gut.
I can't, Libby.
Oh.
I don't know what to do on this one.
Why are you getting mad at me?
I don't know what to do.
You came up with this one.
I know. I didn't think I'd have to actually answer.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. You came up with this one, like telling people our secrets.
We had to come up with some of them.
I hate to be so dramatic about this. Like, but I'm actually feeling turmoil inside.
I know you are. I know you are. I get it. But you need to make a decision.
Okay. My gut says to kill California, but I don't.
That is tragic. I know it's devastating.
It doesn't really sit that well with me.
It's like me killing Sunday.
It's like you just got to make the choice. Mm-hmm. And then I'm actually going to marry New York and kiss Texas.
Okay, yeah.
I love Texas so much, but it doesn't push me in my dreams as much as
New York
does.
New York.
And that's something I look for in a marriage. So.
Someone to push you in your dreams.
Someone to push me in my dreams.
Cinnamon rolls, muffins, pancakes.
Oh, okay.
I think we could replace muffins with French toast, but that's my own personal preference.
Well, but either way, killing muffins or French toast.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay.
And I'm marrying cinnamon rolls and I'm kissing pancakes.
I'm killing muffins, marrying cinnamon rolls, kissing pancakes as well.
But if like a specific Waffle House waffle was one of the options, I would marry it.
Whoa.
But it's not, so.
Whoa.
Okay. Let's see. Audiobooks, ebooks, or physical books?
I am going to marry physical books. Oh my gosh. I'm going to marry physical books, kiss audiobooks, kill ebooks. And like I literally adore my Kindle and it has changed my reading life. But I could not go without physical books or audiobooks.
Oh, yeah, you could. And I think I'll say the same.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. I might marry audiobooks, kiss physical books, kill ebooks.
Yeah.
I don't really know if I've like ever read an ebook since like sixth grade. Okay.
Laundry, dishes, making the bed.
Gosh.
I'm killing dishes. I'm marrying making the bed and I'm kissing laundry. Easy peasy.
I might kill making the bed. It's arguably the easiest, and it's the one I do every single day. But I don't know. For some reason, it's like not very fun to me.
Okay.
So I think I'll kill that. I think I'll marry the dishes and kiss laundry.
Awesome.
I kind of really love house chores, and it reminds me of my humanity.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad that being reminded of your humanity is an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, it is.
July, December, March.
Killing December immediately for me. Marrying March, kissing July.
I'm marrying March, kissing December, killing July.
Wow. Okay.
I know. That was a hard one.
I think I actually might change.
Oh.
Marry July, kiss March.
Got it.
Specifically because here in Texas, I don't know if March is going to be cold or hot.
But I like that March is the anticipation of spring and summer.
Love.
July, it's I'm beautiful. Like, it's hot. We're in the midst of it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Nerd clusters, P peanut M&Ms or peanut butter cups?
Killing peanut M&Ms. Sorry, I love peanut butter M&Ms, but not peanut. I'm marrying peanut butter cups, kissing nerd clusters.
Okay, here is something peculiar. When I first read this, I thought it was peanut butter M&Ms. Mm-mm. And it's not.
It changes things.
It does change things, but I don't really like nerd clusters. So I'm going to kill those. I'm going to marry PB cups and I'm going to kiss peanut M&Ms.
Awesome.
This one of flowers, chocolate, and ice cream, they don't really all super correlate to me. Like flowers and chocolate do. Okay, let's think of it, I guess.
This is if someone brought you these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if someone brought you this.
Okay, then marry chocolate, kiss flowers, kill ice cream.
Wow, I would marry ice cream, kiss flowers, kill chocolate.
Okay. We both kissed flowers?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then we only have one more submission, and that is gummies, chocolates, or baked desserts.
That's a good one, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm marrying baked desserts, kissing gummies, killing chocolates.
Okay, I'm marrying baked desserts, killing gummies, kissing chocolates.
Awesome.
Wow.
Wow. Remedy.
Libby.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, girl.
What a fun way to celebrate your birthday.
It is, talking about all the things I love and I hate.
And I hate, and the things that you love that you're forced to hate and kill. What a classic sleepover game.
No, yeah, for sure. Play this with your friends. This is such a fun... When you add in the mix of like, okay, it can be literally anything.
Anything. It's so fun.
It's so fun.
It's a good road trip game.
Yeah.
We'll be posting that playlist. We'll be celebrating Remedy's birthday. We're going to be coming up with some exciting episodes for you guys every week.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I'm a little stressed about it, but I'm excited.
You know what someone told me recently? That like... I don't know. I feel like he gave a percentage, but I don't remember what it was. But he said that most podcasts don't make it past 10 episodes. And this is our 9th.
I'm feeling really confident.
Yeah, we'll make it past 10.
We will.
Yay, we did it. We did it. Thanks, like always, for tuning in, you guys.
Thankful for you.
We gave a little bit too much of our opinion today. But I hope as you were listening along, you gave your own as well.
Yeah.
We will see you next
week. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.